I'm Rona Tarrant. The president of the US Conference of Catholic Bishops has said he's eager for an audience with Pope Francis to gain his support for the bishop's plan to respond to the clergy's sexual abuse crisis. In a statement, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo also said that the questions raised by former nuncio Archbishop Vigano deserve answers that are conclusive and based on evidence. Vigano's letter accused church officials, including Pope Francis, of failing to act on accusations of abuse by now Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. Ireland's Minister for Children has made a request to Pope Francis asking the Catholic Church to accept responsibility for its part in mother and baby homes. Catherine Zappone met Pope Francis during his two-day visit to Ireland at the weekend. In a follow-up memo, Zappone said the Church should contribute substantially to the cost of addressing the damage caused in the homes for unmarried mothers. It follows the discovery of remains of almost 800 bodies of infants in a mass grave at a former home in Tuam, County Galway. The US and Mexico have reached common ground on key trade terms as pressure mounts to complete renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump announced the apparent breakthrough on Monday. Canada, the third country in the pact, is due to rejoin talks today. Past presidents and Senate colleagues from both political parties will honour late US Senator John McCain this week. On Wednesday, McCain will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol. The following day, there'll be a service at the North Phoenix Baptist Church where former Vice President Joe Biden will give a tribute. McCain's body will then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. There, President Pence and Senate leaders will lay wreaths. On Saturday, McCain will be taken to the National Cathedral where former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will speak. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.